Welcome to Shomar Shom and Adav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Sholem, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Yevom and Staff from Dalit. Throughout the Amud, the Gemara is teaching us that even though the Mishnah told us that Habal Yevimtoi, someone who does Yibum, B'Shoigeg, B'Meizid, B'Hoinis, B'Rotzon, without a Kavana of Mitzvah, even without the right mindset, it's still a Yibum, but he still needs to have the intention to do a Maisebiyah. One who doesn't have the intention to do the Maisebiyah, that's not a Yibum. And that's what the Gemara tells us right in the beginning of the Amud, that a person who's sleeping, there's no kinyan by Yevamo. Someone who fell from a roof and nitka and he fell on his Yevamo, that's not a kinyan. He has to have an intention to have a Maisa Biyah, even though he doesn't have the intention to bring the result of what the Biyah is doing. What's really the pshat in this difference? You need to have an intention to do a Maisa Biyah, but not an intention to bring the results of the Biyah. How do we understand the chiluk between the two things? So the Achronim already bring, it's already based on Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon Shkop, Kilis Yankev, many others, that the idea is that Yibum is different than Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, a person is doing the entire Maisa. He is Mekadesh, and he is the one who's bringing the Chalois, he's bringing the result. So he needs to have intention what he wants to do, because he's doing it. But by Yibum, similarly also by Chalitza, the person is not doing the Maisa. All he's doing is, he's doing the initiation of the Maisa. He's doing the Pe'ula. But the result, the Toitzah, the Chalois, is happening automatically. As Reb Shimon Shkop defines it, there is the Maisa and there is the Chalois. There's doing what needs to be done, and then you bring the result. By Yibum and Chalitza, one is doing only the Maisa. The chalois happens automatically. And that's the pshat in our mission over here in the beginning of Perek Shishi, that you could have bia, be'oines, be'rotzon, b'shoigi, be'meiz without the intention of a mitzvah, as long as you have bia. But as the Gemara tells us here in Daf and Dalet, you still have to have a maise. The maise is the only thing he's doing. He's doing a maise. If you're doing a maise, the result, the teitzah, the chalois, that's something which is done remele, that's a yibum works, and there's many rayas to this division that you have by Yibum specifically. This concept connects beautifully with how the Arizal tells us how Yibum works. As we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, as a preview to Masechta's Yevamos, the Arizal tells us the Yibum is something which is way beyond this world. This world, we have a structure, our things have to work. Kiddushin is something that has to happen when a man and woman are both willingly agreeing to do the kinyan. You have to have the rutz, you have to have the das, and you cannot marry a ishesach. That's erva. Yibum is in order to come and be mekim shem la'achiv. Shmogu, so to speak, elevated us to a higher sphere, to a higher place in the world. And there, Yibum works here, even though there's no das, even though it's erva, it still works because it's not in the mahalchim. It's not in the process that we have down here in the world. The reason I add somewhere else, this is the pshat, that the Kiddushin by Yevamo is called a Maimer. Why Maimer? Why would Kiddushin by Yevamo call Maimer? The Achronim discusses it, the Bach speaks about it. But the Arizal says the following. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world by Asara Ma'amoris. There's 10 Ma'amoris to create the world. Says the Mishnah Novice, why do you have 10 Ma'amoris to create the world? Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to create the world with one Maimer. Why you need to have 10 ma'amaris? So the Mishnah tells us it's in order to give schar to tzaddikim and to punish the rishayim. And without going now too much into the depth of what does it mean, but you see from this Mishnah that the asara ma'amaris that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu needed 10 different utterances to create the world, that brings a place for Adam to be poyel. That's why a tzaddik gets reward for his ma'asim. That's why a rasha is being punished on his ma'asim. Because the fact you have a Sar Ma'amar, that's what the Mishnah says. If there will be only Maimer Echad, so then a Tzaddik will not be rewarded and a Rosh will not be punished. In order to come and create a place of human being, you need to have 10 separate Ma'amars that create a whole process of the world where Adam can be poil, where Adam has room to act. Says the Arizal, that's only when you're talking regularly in the world. But Yibum is above this world. Yibum is in a place where Adam doesn't really do much. So by Yibum, it's only Maimer Echad. He is in the realm. He's in the location. Where it's not a sar ma'amor shenei v'rebbe ma'olam. It's only ma'amor echad shenei v'rebbe ma'olam. That's why it's called a ma'amor by Yavam. Obviously, it needs much more explanation. But you see from here the idea of what Yibum is all about. And this connects so beautifully with the lumdis that Achrayim tells us over here. Yibum is different than Kiddushin. Kiddushin, a person is doing everything. He's doing the mice, he's doing the chalais. It's his world. But Yibum doesn't belong to this world, it belongs beyond this world. All what Adam could do is my merech, he could do a mice. I'm asking the Yavam and the Yavama to participate in a mice, but not more than that. Everything else is happening beyond the world, beyond the realm of this world. That's why it can be done even without Kavanas Mitzvah, but you need to do the mice just to participate in that way. You're doing something, the chalois is not yours. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.